Good. I recognized I had to project a little more than normal there. This series that we find ourselves in the middle of is called The Gathering Church, just a simple title. And we've been talking about our church, our identity, our purpose, our mission. We're going to talk about our values. We talked about our vision last week. We talked about our mission, that we want to make Jesus real to people and invite, anyone know? Them to follow. Invite them to follow. So this making Jesus real and an invitation to follow. Last week we talked about God's vision for us as a church, how he has been leading us, clarifying our vision over time. From the vision of our founding pastor, Jim, to our move here into the Chandler Moat community, we've seen that God has been clarifying our vision each step of the way. And we even had a chance to write and present how we personally see this vision taking place in our community. This morning, we're going to expand the conversation by allowing some new voices to speak to us. We're going to hear from representatives of two of our closest partners here in the community. How do others perceive us? People who aren't in our immediate system, how do they perceive our impact in this community? My hope is that we will incline our ear to hear a fresh perspective on us as a church. I hope that we're going to be eager to learn how we are perceived. Scripture talks about how God's intentions for his people are to be a blessing to all the people, all the nations of the earth. God actually says to Abram that he will be blessed so that he will be a blessing. The Lord said to Abram, Genesis 12, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. So get out of your comfortable home where you got all the resources and support you need and go to a new land that you're just going to follow me there. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." And as I was worshiping this morning, I just couldn't get that word "through" out of my head. That we are blessed, and through us, others are blessed. And so if the blessings we receive don't move through us, and we just keep them in, we're actually not doing God's intention. So how do we get these blessings through us to others? I think this is still God's intention, that we who are in Christ, we who are blessed through Christ, because Christ allowed all of those blessings that he received to flow through him, we will be a blessing to all the peoples on earth. The blessings we receive from God are designed to flow through us. Scripture also encourages the people of God to seek the welfare of the city where they have been called. Jeremiah 29 says this, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon." He says, "Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce." Good time to do that. "Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters." That's generational commitment. "Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare." So in our city's welfare, we will find our welfare. It's a beautiful picture of community life. Through the very ones we serve, we are blessed. And isn't that the way it works? Have we not all experienced that? That it's through the very ones we serve, we receive our blessing. God's vision for humanity is beautiful and it's service-oriented. It's seeking others' welfare first and then trusting our welfare to others. And that is the hardest part. Because sure, we're willing to bless and serve others, but we also want to take care of our own welfare, and maybe even first, and maybe even foremost. But it's this trusting. God invites us to trust our welfare in others. Let others take care of our welfare. That's hard. It includes partnering with others, God's vision, joining in, praying for, and blessing the community we have been sent to. And the heartbeat of those two passages, I believe, speak to our shared vision of the church. When last week when we brought our pins and pinned it to the table, we got to read those. And so many of them, if there was one theme, we talked about it at men's group on Tuesday night, it was this desire to serve others. It was an outer focus. That what we do when we gather here, sure we get filled up, sure we want to have our needs met, we want to meet God, we want to experience the voice of God. But the vision we have is for others. It's to be service-oriented, to help. I'm excited this morning because I think we're going to take a refreshing drink together as we hear from two of our closest partners in the Chandler Mowat community. May we welcome them with hospitality. I wrote that line knowing I didn't have to say that. You guys teach me about hospitality all the time. Of course you're going to do that. Listen attentively to what they have to share with us. So we're going to start by hearing from Allison and Jonathan. You guys can make your way up. Allison works with House of Friendship as the Director of Community Services to support some of the region's most vulnerable, specifically through food assistance, community-based programs created to prevent and reduce child poverty, and community-centered programming. And Jonathan, whose role is for House of Friendship as well, and he's the program director at Chandler Mowat Community Center, so his office is here in the building. And he sees his role in the center as being a community engager, working to give dignity to everyone who walks through the doors. We've been talking about vision statements, and that's a good one. I like that one. So we're going to hear from them. Please welcome them.
Hello all, nice to see you all today. My name's Jonathan Moyer, as Stephen just said. I grew up in a Mennonite church, and I feel like at this time I gotta share my parents' names and my grandparents' names. If you know any Moyers, I'm probably related to them, so just talk to me afterwards if you're wondering.
And I'm Allison, I'm the Community Services Director with House of Friendship, and I did not grow up in a Mennonite church, so this is very new to me. And at House of Friendship, we are one of your partners serving this community. At House of Friendship, we walk in faith with those in our community who are struggling with addiction, hunger, poverty, and homelessness. We walk alongside people like you in our community to open our hearts and open our minds to listen to each individual story and honor their unique situation. And we work every day to try to build a community where people can belong, but more importantly, where people can thrive. So when I first started this position, it was just a few months ago, one of the first things I heard about was, you need to check out Wednesday mornings at Chandler Mowat. I thought, okay, sure, I'll do that. So I walked in through those doors, and what I saw was absolutely magical, and that's your Build a Lunch program. So here I saw some adults chatting, there's kids running around everywhere, and yes, people were building connection over food. And what I felt that this space provided was a chance for people to connect to each other, a chance for people to build friendships with one another, a chance for people to take on leadership opportunities in their own community to empower themselves. And of course, there was a lot of problem solving going on within adult conversations. I got looped in with another mother. We were brainstorming about how our children were sleeping at night. And you guys were also, on those Wednesday mornings, working to improve food security across our region. But on those Wednesday mornings, it's so much more than food security that you're building. It's so much more than that. What I witnessed is what House of Friendship strives to build every single day. And that's you're building a community of love, a community where people feel like they can belong, and a community where people can come together and connect. Not to mention, you are also building food security in a neighborhood that truly needs it in our region.
Yeah, I heard similar things about the Wednesday morning thing as well, but what I want to focus on today was, when I first heard that a main partner was a church in the community, to be honest, I was a bit skeptical. I was a bit worried that the church would be a sort of traditional, classic church charity. So where there was a clear definition of giver, receiver, and there was a clear sort of top-down charity-based model. And that was a big concern of mine. And so I came in with a wondering eye, and during the March break camp, I observed Catherine and some of her wonderful volunteers working with the community to prepare meals for the kids by the kids. So she would bring in kids from the group, she would cook the meal, and then she'd take it out to them. And she had this relationship and this rapport with the kids in the community that it made me realize that she was building the relationships and the capacity for them to succeed in food security. And it was a really meaningful moment for me, and it made me understand what the Gathering Church brings to Chandler Mowat.
So within our community, we know that over 10% of our families are struggling to afford nutritious and access affordable food in our region. We also know that many people around our region struggle to make connections and feel like they belong to their community. And we know that when people do feel connected, they then can thrive as individuals and families. And we also know that the way we serve people is the most important. And when we serve people with dignity, when we serve people with respect, that's when people can come together to build their knowledge and share their skills to build a sustainably healthy community. And at Chandler Mowat, you guys do this. You do this. You do this so well. You bring community partners together. You bring community members together. And you serve people humbly. And it's just simply the way that you would want to be treated. And that's really evident in all the programs that you guys do. And if there's one thing I want to leave you with today, it's this, is that what you're doing in this community truly matters. It makes a huge lasting impact on the children that you're serving and on the families that you're serving. And as a partner with you in this work, we will strive to share this model that you're doing, yes, at the Build a Lunch program, but in your other programs, to share this region-wide, to try to build connection, build community, and make people feel like they can truly belong and thrive together. So thank you very much for your work in this neighborhood, and thank you for teaching us how to serve some humbly and serve people with dignity. So thank you for being a partner in this work.
Thanks, guys. I want to follow up with you after, Jonathan, about some of that skeptical. What were you looking for? Because I'm not sure we don't have some of that. So I want to make sure that we figure out what those things were so we can make sure we avoid them going forward. Thank you very much. I know it's been a blessing to have House of Friendship here. And I'm just beginning to learn how we can connect more meaningfully going forward. So that's going to transition. I forgot my note here. It's not a lot on this page, but our next guest is Ishmael Mohammed, and he is the facilitator of the Chandler Mowat Community Center. He is the one who runs all of this. He's been a great guy to get to know. I'm sure many of you have had positive experiences with him. One of my lasting ones is, I think it was the first time he had met this little baby, and before I knew it, all of a sudden he was like holding this baby like a football, and I was like, what are you doing? And I don't think he'd met this person before, but just the amount of trust that parents have with this large, wonderful man holding the baby like a football was pretty impressive, and it just showed me that's the kind of guy he is. Sure, he's big. He's got a big presence. He's got a nice booming voice, which you'll hear in a minute. But he's got this soft, gentle side. And in talking to him, you don't have to talk to him for very long to realize he loves this community. He cares about these people. He would do anything to make this place better. And he's got this open ear to listen. It's not just what Ishmael thinks, but it's what's best for the people and how can we figure that out. So I'm excited to have you guys listen to Ishmael, and I pray that we would have open ears and listen to what he has to say to us. Don't hold anything back, Ishmael. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can follow with you guys. I think you guys have done a great job, and thank you for the compliment. I truly appreciate it. Anyway, my name is Ishmael Mohammed, the son of Ibrahim. You were just talking about. Well, I'm honored, really. I'm honored to be here and stand before you, and blessed to talk about the work that we've been doing in this community. So, I wanted to start with that picture over there. And that picture sort of resembles what we do. In order for you to have a cake, even though we usually cook for community all the time, you need the ingredients. And the ingredients is what we have as the assets, the five community assets. Before I get into that, I just wanted to give you a synopsis of what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about gathering church and their involvement in this community. And the second conversation is how the city sees the work that we do in this community and what is our vision to make this community a strong community. So I want to start with this. The assets are individuals, associations, institutions, physical space, exchange. So individuals are you guys. Associations are the church that you come from. Institutions and City of Kitchener. Physical space is where you're at the moment. And exchange is what we're having right now and the conversations that we have. So that is what makes a beautiful cake, right? And that's the asset that this community has, which is people being involved. So Gathering Church has been phenomenal, helping and supporting this community. And when I say support, it's not just we provide services. I know Allison and Jonathan talked about it. I just want to elaborate a little bit more of what Gathering Church has done is that the involvement and being physical in this space, their physical presence in here is what's most, for us, is the most important. When we have a conversation on what we need to do in this community, they're involved, they support, whether it is a through conversation and ideas, and also if we say this is what is needed, they're the first to jump up and say, let us do it, we are able to do it. And yes, I have been skeptical about churches, and there's not a lot of city organizations involved, but the beauty about this church is we're all blessed people, but we also support communities as we see fit and find the gifts. It's not much more of the work that we do. We sort of concentrate the gifts of the individuals that come across. Catherine and I work together closely. If we see individuals that are very strong and we see that they can contribute to this community because they have an asset, we bring them along. We encourage them to say, let's do this for this community. Even if it's employment and the youth who really have a way of working with the city and their community, we bring them along, we hire them. We say, you know, you belong to this community, that's what your gifts are to give back to your community, and we will support it. So it's not only services that we provide, is we encourage, we are in there to have that conversation. So moving forward. So I went to this conference, it's called Asset-Based Community Development, and John McKnight has done it, and these are the principles. And I felt that I should bring this along and share this with you because this is also our principles, right, in this community. We ask those questions, what is it that communities can do best? The second is, what do communities require help with? And third is, what do communities need outside agencies to do for them? So that's part of the empowering the individuals that eventually later on they can do it for themselves and move forward. So the work the church does is beyond helping. Is we bring community building into this community. We are invested here. And the three main protagonists are of individuals, of what we bring forth, what people bring forth as a leader, someone that can bring people together to work on an issue. Gift giver is a person that is willing to contribute their assets to work on an issue. And the invisible person is a person that has not yet been discovered or been convinced to use their assets to help achieve their dreams or address their concerns in a neighborhood. So I believe, as a gathering church and us as a city of Kitchener and all of our partners, the House of Friendship and so on, we are not just leaders, we are also gift givers. So I would like to see ourselves as gift givers. We find out what is the people who live in this community willing to contribute and find their assets are. So I had this also this picture is a deepening community initiative. That picture truly is how we see the community. Every individual, I think the pastor, you were just talking about being blessed. And part of being blessed is how you see things. Is the people who choose to see things, the people who have faith and how they see things. All of us, God created us. We're not perfect, but we also have gifts. So, and we also have things that we don't have. We're not perfect. So when you have a glass half empty and half full, the question is, how do you see it? Right? Do you see it half full or do you see it half empty? If you see it half empty, there's a big problem because the things that you see is empathy, broken, lonely, useless, needy, hopeless, angry, divided, clients, consumers, sympathy, invisible, and wrong, strangers. That's how, when you look at things half empty, those are the things that come to you. As the city of Kitchener, when we help people, we don't think about what their needs are only. That's thinking negative. We also think about what is their gifts personally in this community. What can we bring forth? How do we encourage them? Less worry about what the gifts are. Have conversation with them. So if you think about half full, is you think about strong, neighbors, visible, empathy, contributors, friends, better, together, brilliant, audacious, purpose, connected, happy, hopeful, handful, mindful, heartful, and thankful. So, and these are what resemblance of the gathering church has. So we think about the blessings that we have to give forth to the community, right? So my final thoughts, there are a lot of people in this church who are representative that come in Tuesday nights, that come in various, the dinner once a month in this community, that really come out and give their time. You know how hard it is for people to give their time? It is hard for me, I have four children. I find some time to come out, but anyway, it's very tough. Time is priceless. To come out in this community and cook for the community and have a conversation for everybody to come together and feel that they are important. So is the breakfast on Wednesday. So we have about 95, close to 100, every single morning. And you guys make it happen for these communities to come out and share that with you. So we really thank you very much for that. And all the leaders amongst you guys who made it happen. I represent the city of Kitchener. I'm a facilitator of this community center. I always say that Chandler Moyet Community Center is actually different from other community centers, even though all community centers are different because their capacities and their assets are different. But we are blessed. We are a diversity of people. That's one of the assets that this community has. And if you walk in this community, everybody knows Catherine. Seriously. Like, everybody, when she walks in, the kids to the older people, that's the connection she creates and the presence she brings. So thank you for you being here. So the takeaways for me is, the takeaways for you, actually, is for me to finalize my thoughts. Did I go over my 10 minutes? I'm good? Okay. Is connections, not conversions. Discovery, not delivery. What's strong, not wrong. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ishmael. I told them to challenge us. I told them to, you know, don't be afraid to say something you want to say. So I'd love to hear some of those last three lines and unpack it together as a church. What does that mean for us? So you might have given me a future sermon series. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. So one of the things that I heard as I listened, you heard things. You might have been drawing some threads together. Maybe something stuck with you. But one of the things that I heard was community building is what we all share. We want to build a strong community here. And one of the things that we do, one of the things that we offer, that we provide, is a deepening of community, where we can get to another level with people that just a simple service has a hard time getting to. I was talking with one social services person who came in on a Wednesday morning just to check out our program, just to observe, and they ended up saying, it's really hard to get to know people, to let them know that I can help them. So it's just hard enough to start the conversation. I want to help. I know I have gifts and I know I can help people, but I don't even know how to get to the place, or it's hard to get to the place where they will trust me enough to let me into that space. And you know, one of the examples of that that always comes to me is in the wake of the murder, Chandler Moat murder. There was a whole bunch of people in here, community people, and the city was offering counseling. So counseling for people who are having a really hard time with it. And they were here. So there was three or four people being probably paid. I don't know if they were volunteer, but they were here. So this resource was available. And people needed it. People were shattered. They were emotionally raw. But no one was going. No one was going over to the resource. And so what I saw was Catherine come across to somebody and connect her. So that's something that only somebody who knew the person and knew the resources and had built trust could offer. And that's what that person needed. So there are unique things that we do as we go deep with people, as we get to know them. We don't just serve a sandwich. We don't just help practically. But we care about people, and that trust is built. We can help them on a deeper level. And there's tons of stories and examples that we could talk about. But I hope that was valuable. I hope you enjoyed hearing from some of our partners, the impact of our church. I just wanted to read that passage one more time. I didn't put it up there, so I want it in our heads. This Jeremiah 29. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. Are we praying to God on behalf of the city? Is that something that we're including regularly in our prayer times? For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. Do we think this way? Do we think that in the city's welfare comes our welfare? That our relationships are that closely linked? That we need each other? And that God has called us to this community? So let's invest here. And that means different things to different people. One of the things I always think of, does that mean we all need to move in here? No, I don't think so. But there are different levels of investment and engagement where we can seek the welfare of the community we've been called to. After the service, we'll be up here for anyone who would like prayer. I just wanted to read this benediction passage here. So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive, with fruit that endures. So our union with the Lord, the fact that we have this connection to God, the fact that we have been blessed, makes us productive with fruit that endures. Let's pray, and the band can come up. Father, we thank you. We thank you for gathering us in this place. We thank you for this location, the gift of worshiping in this space. We thank you for the hospitality we have received from the Chandler Moat community. We thank you for our connections to our partners. We ask that you would bless Ishmael and his work here. May you give him the gifts that he needs. May you help him to rally the resources of this community, and give him eyes to see those people that need your help, those people that have potential to give back. And Father, help our partnership with this community center. May you open our eyes to see ways that we can be involved, ways that we can support, ways that we can help this community connect with each other. I even love the picture of having a House of Friendship up here with Chandler Moat representative and leader, with the church, all three in the same space, speaking about impact, speaking about how we love people, how we care about people, how we want the best for people. Father, I thank you for pictures of unity that give us hope, that let us know that we can work together, that there is always commonality if we talk, if we sit down, if we get to know people, maybe people from different socioeconomic classes, people who we wouldn't really have a lot natural in common, but if we take the time to get to know them, if we eat together, if we fellowship together, if we let them in and they let us in, we can recognize this sense of unity. We can recognize that you love them and you care about them, and maybe we have something to offer. But we might be surprised as well that maybe they have something to offer us, something that we're missing out on, something that our souls and our spirits so desperately need. So we thank you for the vision of the gathering, the call that you continually place on our church and in our hearts. And God, we don't want to get ahead of you, and we don't want to fall behind. We want to stay in step with your leading. So lead us, I pray. We trust you, we love you, and we give this time to you. Amen.
City, you're the king of these people, you're the lord of this nation. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God.
Lord, we thank you that your heart is for the city, because the city is where your people are, and you love us, every one of us. So we pray that you would use us, use this community center to be a beacon of light and hope. Use House of Friendship, Jonathan, Allison, bless them. Give them creativity and energy as they reach out and serve. And bless us, Father. Give us the creativity, the passion, the generosity to recognize that we have been blessed. And what you want us to do with that blessing is that it would move through us so that others would be blessed right along with us. We thank you for this beautiful vision. May we go in peace. Amen.